At a time of deep division in today's society, we must come together for humanity's sake. On Can We Talk 360, we strive to stimulate an authentic conversation on issues that affect all of us in an environment of tolerance. I am Eugene Pettis, attorney and community servant. Let's discover how there is strength in our differences and an abundance of possibilities when we stand together as one humanity. Welcome to Can We Talk 360. This is a motivational moment. I was recently thinking that it's been about 15 months since I started Hallockser Pettis & Schwamm's Healthcare Disparity Initiative. The goal was to shine light on decades of all healthcare discrepancies that are largely disproportionately worse in marginalized communities based on race and socioeconomic levels. Since the beginning of this initiative, I have reached hundreds and hundreds of citizens of South Florida, helping them to understand their rights in the healthcare arena, as well as to discuss the necessary skills to navigate the healthcare system, being a consumer of healthcare in a more effective and safe way. I think it's important to look at all areas, but today I want to focus on one area in particular, and that's maternal fetal health and some of the glaring and concerning statistics that our studies show. I should note that this month, April 11th through April 17th, is Black Maternal Health Week. So I want to focus on that sector of our society in comparison to the overall population. Previously, I've reported about 52% of maternal deaths occur in the postpartum period, which is the period following birth. Overall, Black women are 2.5 times more likely than white women to die from a pregnancy-related condition. And this is not something that's new. There's a study from 1915 that showed there was still a discrepancy between Black and whites. At that time, 109 years ago, it was 1.8 times higher for Black mothers than white mothers. Some of the statistics that we see, with an average of 20.1 maternal deaths per 100, is the average across all populations in the United States. It notes that from this study, the U.S. is the most dangerous developed country in which to give birth. For Black women, the most frequent victims of this crisis-level maternal mortality rate, the odds are even worse. According to the most recent data, the maternal death rate for Black women is more than double that of white women. 44 deaths per 100,000 live births for Black women compared to 17.9 for white mothers. It was also more than 3 times the rate of Hispanic women, which was set at 12.6. Looking at the state of Florida, our home state, it's interesting to note that studies have been done, and comparing to a decade ago, pregnant women in the state of Florida are older, less healthy, have more complications during birth, according to the Florida's Department of Health maternal health records. They also are living in a state where access to insurance, or the right insurance, is a barrier to primary and prenatal care. In Northeast Florida, which is up toward the Jacksonville area, the infant death rate had become so high that the community leaders and hospitals and healthcare providers formed a committee to review each death, every single case in that region in 2018. The panel discovered a huge gap by race, with Black infants dying at nearly 3 times the rate of white babies. The state of Florida has focused on this issue, and one of the participants in this study said, "We cannot focus on just the mother trying to fix this problem, because the state and the healthcare industry is also a part of the problem. It's not a them, it's an us problem," according to this Tracy Wilkerson, which is an associate professor of pediatrics and obstetrics and gynecology at Indiana University School of Medicine. And she stated, "To claim and blame the patient, That is a lazy answer. She pointed out that Florida has established many initiatives to try to get this problem under control. Florida launched a state telehealth minority maternal care pilot program in 2022 in Duval, which is the Jacksonville area, and Orange County, which is Orlando area. In the fiscal year 23-24, this program has served over 3,700 women with zero maternal or infant deaths among their clients. One of the things that that proves is that when care is available and accessible, people come in and get the necessary follow-ups. So keep in mind that if you are a mom-to-be, it's critical that you be very attentive to complying with all of your prenatal health care. That means attending all appointments, following up on any diagnostic studies that are ordered, and more importantly, let your doctor know when you have instincts that something is wrong or your baby is not moving the way it previously did. Together, we can fight this problem and hopefully close the gap for future generations. Thank you so much for listening into this motivational moment.
The law firm of Halitzer Pettis & Schwamm is a proud sponsor of the Can We Talk 360 podcast. Our firm handles medical malpractice, wrongful death, catastrophic personal injury litigation. We pride ourselves in being advocates for justice on behalf of those who have been seriously injured. For decades, we've taken the lead in making your case our priority. It's who we are. It's who we'll always be. Halitzer Pettis & Schwamm. Serious injuries. Proven results.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Can We Talk 360. I sincerely hope that you were inspired to seize this moment in time and take real action towards change. Remember, all change begins with a conversation. Be sure to tune in every month for more fascinating discussions and motivational food for the soul. Please share with your friends, family, and colleagues. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Can We Talk 360. And visit us on the web at www.canwetalk360.com.